Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome in our friend, our guy, our man, as we do every Friday, Football Friday at about this time, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Hello, Lee. How you doing?
I'm great. Recovering from eating too much, probably. But
Who won that? What pie won? It was the
You didn't watch the video.
I did. I'm asking for the listeners. I saw the key lime pie late, and there was a late entrant from your daughter's boyfriend. It was some huckleberry pie or something.
Yeah, he made a huckleberry pie, and I was announcing key lime pie as the winner, and then all of a sudden I thought, you know, they weren't able to get it, so they just went with the blueberry pie, and the huckleberry pie won. So key lime pie would have taken it if they wouldn't have flown in those huckleberries from Oregon State.
All right. Lee, what do you think, before we get into picking games proper, what's your take on Kenny Pickett to this point?
Getting better. You know, not all of a sudden going to be Dan Marino. Probably never will. But you don't need Dan Marino to win a championship. Just put a lot of good players around him. I think it's maybe similar to Tua. You know, people were talking about Tua even worse. I mean, Tua had, nothing to work with. I mean, maybe even a worse line last year and the year before. His receivers, except for Waddle, were awful. And no running game at all, no running back. So I think he's going to be fine.
Okay, I like it. Yeah. All right. Your record wasn't good last week. You had a couple tough ones. They went awry at the very end, but we'll forget about that. We're going to pick games this week. The Eagles. I guess the Eagles are for real, huh? The Eagles in Tennessee, this number, right around 4 or 5 points or so. You tell me what you like here.
So everyone talks about the Eagles, who are 10-1, but they're just 5-6 against the spread. Also, Tennessee, you talk about a team that's under the radar. Well, the last 9 games, 7-2 straight up, 8-1 against the spread. Their defense has not allowed more than 20 points in any of the last 8 games. In fact, during that time, giving up just 13.8 points per game. I know the Eagles have the number 3 rushing team in the league, but, well, Tennessee's run defense ranked number 3, and they don't have to face Dallas Goedert here. Wrong team favorite. We're going with the Tennessee Titans, 27-23.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I like it.
Right out of the gate.
49ers giving 3 points to your Dolphins. What do you like there?
All right, so everyone's talking about how is San Francisco going to defend Tua, Hill, and Waddle. Well, maybe just as big of a question mark is how is Miami going to defend a dual-threat wide receiver like Deebo Samuel, who is a threat running and catching the ball out of the slot in the backfield. They have not faced anyone like him this year. And on top of that, they haven't faced a tight end like Kittle, who has that rare skill set. So watch. It's going to be a fun chess game here. And maybe the biggest problem for Miami is it looks like Armstead, their left tackle, will not be able to play. I don't know who's going to block Nick Bosa. When he went out late second quarter, when they were up 23-0, they give up 4 sacks at the end of the half. Another 2 in the second half here. I think San Francisco just going to be too tough up front. Tough trip here for Miami. San Francisco's the right side, 31-24.
All right, Lee. It feels like things are starting to spiral out of control a little bit in the Rockies. You got guys yelling at Russell Wilson in between plays, people not going to his birthday party, if that matters. And now they've got the Ravens, Baltimore favored by 8.5.
Okay, so Baltimore's having trouble in the red zone also. Another team that gets it down there and just can't punch it in. Just don't have the receivers. You know, their tight end has been great, but you got to have more than that. And their offensive line kind of middling. So I just think this is one of those games here where, you know, might be a bunch of field goals here. You can turn off the TV, go get something to eat, you know, make a few calls, pay a few bills, come back. Nothing's going to change here. Barn burner, Baltimore 16-6.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There we are. Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. We are the Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. We noticed it as an aside before we get to the next game. Doran was in Miami. He spent some time in Miami, but he noticed you were conveniently out of town for when the Pitt Panthers visited the U. What happened there? Doran wanted to see you. He wanted to take you out to dinner. He wanted to definitely see you at the football game, and you made your way out of town because you knew the Pitt Panthers were stomping into town.
I only went to Fort Lauderdale. I mean, I just went up the road 30 miles. I went to the Florida Panthers game, so...
Okay. No. So you went to a hockey game
instead
of seeing the U. Did you happen to see what Pitt did to Miami?
Oh, I did. I did. We turned it off at halftime.
Oh, jeez.
I had Pitt. That was one of my rare winners on the show.
What's the problem with Miami?
Talent, a little bit of coaching, you know, maybe the wrong scheme. You know, when you're running a power spread, you got to have some linemen like they had at Michigan.
Yeah,
for Gattis, but I think he's going to turn right. If he doesn't turn it around, I don't know who can.
Okay. Who would be your coach for Miami? Do they have the right coach?
I think they have the right coach. I think Mario's going to turn it around. He's recruiting. He got a top. He stole a kid from Michigan 2 days ago. TBD. Tyler Van Dyke's going to stay around. So I think things are going to turn around. I mean, everything that can go wrong. When you got a bunch of malcontents. Have you guys ever played on a bad team? Losing
yes.
team?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I played on one. What I remember most about it, remember a lot of fights during practice, guys talking behind the coach's back a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what happens. So,
well, I've been hearing Miami's going to turn it around for like 20 years now.
That is true. Well, they had the wrong. If he can't do it, they should disband the program.
Gotcha. Oh my gosh. You just become a tennis school. They are a baseball school, a golf school.
Academic school.
Well, that's not going to happen.
We're the Harvard of the South.
It seems it. Right. Yes. All right, Fan Morning Show. Go back and check out our Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvements. Lee, Kansas City, Cincinnati. Kansas City seems to be kind of rolling Mahomes. They take some offensive weapons away from him, but he finds different ones, and he finds a way to seemingly always get it done. Kansas City, Cincinnati, what do you like here?
I thought they were going through the motions last week. I mean, 1-for-6 in the red zone. I think their circle game to start the year, when they saw the schedule come out, was this game here. And, you know, they were looking ahead. Happens sometimes in the NFL when you play 17 games. I know, you know, we're going to see some key players come back for Cincinnati, but the line went from 3 down to 1.5 here. People talk about defense. Well, Kansas City's defense has 35 sacks on the season. Cincinnati only 17. You talk about churning a roster and turning it around here. Patrick Mahomes, only 4 other players have been there longer on that team here. So I think their defense, their front 7, and their DBs are way underrated here. Kansas City, 35-25.
All right, Lee, the Steelers take care of business Sunday. They're giving a point to the Falcons.
I think that they do, you know. like I said, it's coming around slow. I'm watching the Atlanta game last week, and their offensive coordinator, Dave Ragone, running down the field. I think they ran almost every single play. They get to the two-yard line. What does he do? He had Darrell Bevisitis here. He ended up trying to throw the ball, ended up with a slant, getting intercepted here. I think Pittsburgh's offensive line's coming around start of the year. They weren't at this level, even with, I think there's like 9 or 10 guys listed as questionable. Most of them play. I think they're going to be in a good spot here. Atlanta's nothing special. They don't want to throw the ball. Marcus Mariota lately. Obviously, also Pitts is out for the year, their star tight end. Pittsburgh gets the job done here, 24-21.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
All right. Lee, game of the week. What do you got here? Free game. Tell us all about it.
This is a good one. I think there's like 6 games with both teams have winning records.
Uh-huh.
Got Minnesota and the Jets. You want to get it for free? Call 800-400-9741. We'll give you the game for free. And what a roll it's been. 13 out of 16 winning weeks.
Oh, yeah.
5-1 on our top plays, 45 and 50 unit plays. We call it Double Down December.
Oh, yeah.
Every game this month, we've got college championship weekend this weekend. We've got a big play going tonight. Also, we've got 4 weeks of the NFL and 26, or I think it's 27, college football bowl games. Entire month, just $297. One place, ParamountSports.com.
There it is. Thank you, Lee. We'll chat next week.
Sounds good, guys.
Certainly.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.